There's a definite sense of optimism on the front of seven of today's papers following yesterday's meeting between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson. The Irish Independent, Irish Times, Irish Examiner, Irish News and Belfast Telegraph all take a cautious approach with their lead stories today in advance of today's meeting between each EU chief negotiator Michel Barnier and British Brexit Secretary Steve Barclay, with all papers reporting that the potential deal is hinged on an agreement to remove the need for significant customs checks on the island of Ireland. The Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror are notably a lot less cautious, however. Yes, we can, is the lead headline in the Mail, while it's We Can Work It Out in the Mirror. Over in the Belfast Telegraph, meanwhile, a DUP source is quoted remarking that the Taoiseach over-egged the outcome of the meeting, adding that he can't get the concessions he's looking for because Boris Johnson will lose his majority for a deal the second he does. The lead editorial in today's Independent, however, sums up the general mood amongst commentators today. Don't count your chickens, but finally, there's optimism, is the headline there. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Herald leads with the line that the investigation into protection money paid to criminals on a Dublin City Council site in Cherry Orchard in West Dublin has widened. Up to 25 members of the Gardaí could be fired because they're failing fitness tests. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star. And the Echo leads today with the line that Cork University Hospital has written to GPs urging them to sign up for shifts at A&E. The Irish Sun leads with the line that Rebecca Vardy received death threats yesterday in the wake of accusations made by Colleen Rooney that personal material about her was being leaked from her Instagram account. Law students probed over offensive messages about female trainees. That's a headline on the front of today's Independent, which reports on an investigation into allegations related to a text messaging group run by trainee solicitors in the Law Society. That paper also carries a picture on the front of today's Independent of Fine Gael TD Maria Bailey, who paid back just under €2,000 in Doyle expenses after an independent audit found that she and five other TDs and senators had made ineligible claims. Over in the front of the Examiner, meanwhile, there's a story there about a High Court case in which Oxygen Environmental Unlimited is seeking injunctions against former rugby international Shane Byrne and his brother William, who are directors of a waste firm which Oxygen owns 51% of, claiming that they used the company's debit card to pay lavish personal expenses. Elsewhere on the front pages, a grant scheme for teachers to attend the Gaeltacht, which was abolished in 2011, is to be reinstated. That's in the Times. As is a report about how free contraception is to be made available from 2021. And the Independent has a picture story today about the vintage vendor's antique shop in Tralee, which has been offered €10,000 for a 100-year-old cabinet, which was bought on Done Deal a year ago, but which local people are now convinced has the outline of Our Lady ingrained in the wood of one of its doors. And finally, if you're feeling anyway sluggish this morning, you might take some inspiration from 83-year-old Annette Callan from RD County Louth, who is pictured in today's Examiner in mid-air doing a skydive from 10,000 feet in Edenderry last weekend. Annette, who describes herself as an adrenaline junkie, does a daily yoga session at 6:30 every morning. She cycles 20 kilometres four or five times a week, regularly goes on long treks and helps out every day minding her grandchildren. She's already signed up to do another skydive next year, but this time it will be with her daughter Deirdre, who's just about to turn 50, and her granddaughter, who will just have turned 18.